You're listening to the Nick Smith Podcast.
Real life, no myth.
Where we talk about myths and misunderstandings
surrounding life, race, faith, and culture.
If you'd like to support the Nick Smith Podcast, rate us on iTunes.
Or you can give through our Patreon.
And don't forget to share this on social media so that all of your friends can know what you're listening to.
And we are your hosts, Nick Smith
and Kylie Jo Smith. And today's episode is called Quit Dreaming
and Other Pointless Advice.
Good.
I think so. I think that's good. We are coming to you from sunny Southern California. Well, it's not sunny right now, but that's because it's nighttime.
It has been.
It has been very sunny.
Yes.
But we are actually on vacation. This is Nick Smith Podcast on the road.
On location.
On location.
Live. Well, it's always live.
I'm alive. I'm alive. You're alive. So
it's live. It's double live.
It's double live. Real live is no myth. we are coming to you from our hotel room on the road. So if the sound quality is different, it is not your phone or audio device. It is because we had to change it up on the road.
Yeah.
And so, Kylie Jo, we're talking about dreams.
Yes.
And quitting them. And quitting them. And the reason people tell you to stop dreaming. But this came about because of something really cool that's been going on in our lives. And I want you to tell our listeners, let them know what's happening with you right now in dreams.
Yeah. So if you don't know about something called the Academy of Dreamers, you should look it up. You can go to the website, academyofdreamers.org, and check that out. But I'll just tell you a little bit about it. So there are those of us who have a dream. Sounds so silly.
Martin Luther King mainly.
But it's not the same as his dream.
Yes.
Although
it was a good one.
It was a good dream. I do share some of that dream. But there are people out there, if you're not aware, that desire to use their music to reach a lot of people, who desire to record music. And I am one of those people. I've always had a dream of doing that.
Yeah.
That dream has taken on many other forms. But what the Academy of Dreamers does is it seeks out people who have that dream of recording quality music, of recording it well with professionals.
Right.
And it gives us that opportunity. It finds people who are gifted, who have the dream to record music, and it says, hey, do you want to do this? Because we would love to open that door for you. And it was birthed from a band called Consumed by Fire, who you should also look up and listen to their music.
Seriously, all of it's awesome. Consumed by Fire, what's up?
Consumed by Fire. And they have been doing this for a long time. By this, I mean professionally recording and releasing music. They've been touring, they write music, and they write good music, and they have experienced all of those challenges that musicians experience who are working in the professional realm, who are trying to put their music in front of producers and things like that. And so they know the challenge of it. They know how much it costs. They know all of the time that's needed.
Yeah.
And they have been able to go through those experiences on their own and use that wisdom and use that perspective to actually bless other people. And so they started the Academy of Dreamers and said, how can we take what we know, take the people that we know, the connections that we have, and help other people who are in the same place we were in when we first started? And so that was kind of the framework for Academy of Dreamers. And there's more to it than that.
Oh, yes, there is more.
But wait, there's more. So not only do they select people to be a part of the Academy who are gifted musically, who have a desire to create something beautiful and record it professionally in a state-of-the-art studio with incredible musicians and producers.
Yes.
But they also find people whose heart is about more than just that individualistic dream that says, I want to be a musician. I want to be a star.
A star.
Nothing wrong with that in a sense, but they are seeking out people who want to use their music for a greater good.
So what is the greater good that we're talking about?
We're talking about with the Academy of Dreamers is through an organization called Child Fund International. Now, I know you probably hear that and think, okay, another one of those pitches for poor kids all over the world.
Here's the catch.
But it is so not a catch. And that's one of the things that makes the Academy of Dreamers so unique, is that this isn't a catch, because they're able to partner with Child Fund International to do this for us, so that when you're selected to be a part of the Academy of Dreamers, you are not forced to show up with all of your own musicians. Yeah. We don't have to show up with our own producer, with our own engineers. We don't have to even provide our own studio. And we don't even have to pay for the studio time, which is incredible, because anyone that you ask who's recording music professionally, who's doing it well, would tell you, you have to provide all those things, or you have to have the resources to do it. But we're able to partner with Child Fund and say, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get all those resources. What you do have to get, what you do need to do for this dream to work, is to get people to sponsor kids.
Yeah.
Bring people into this mission of eliminating poverty. For those that don't know, there's over 500 million children. There's 570 million children.
With an M.
Million in the world. That's the U.S. and other countries. So that's not just other kids, other places. That's our kids, as we would say, with quotes around it. Our kids, too.
Yes, but just to pause on that, they're all our kids.
They're all.
All kids in the world. Especially if you're a believer. They're our kids. Mm-hmm. They didn't get to choose where they were born, just like we don't get to choose where we're born.
That's right.
And so people that are in need are people in need.
Yeah.
And a friend in need is a friend indeed. Okay, that's an old saying, but it's true. And Child Fund, by stepping in and serving children all over the world, and not just separating ours and theirs.
Yeah.
Having kids in the States, kids outside of the States. Basically any kid that's under the poverty line, that is in need of education, healthcare,
clean water,
food, in need of the basic requirements for success as a human being. That's what they do. They step in and they serve. And so that's an awesome thing, because it's not just our kids versus their kids. All kids are our kids.
Exactly. And one of the things I've been sharing with people kind of in our circle of influence, is that this mission, or this dream of creating quality music that I have, creating good music and sharing it with people, using it to affect them and influence them, that mission is matched by the greater mission of serving these children in their need, of meeting them where they are, of going through this organization, which Child Fund is incredibly reputable. It's one of the highest rated organizations that does what it does.
Transparent company.
Yes.
They show you where their money goes. And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not being paid by Child Fund to do this.
Definitely not.
Consumed by Fire. Though, Ward Brothers, if y'all want to cut us a check, I mean, we're cool with that. We're totally cool. Jordan, Josh, Caleb, you hear us. You know what we're talking about. But this is just, we feel so strongly about the mission of Child Fund International, and about what Consumed by Fire is doing through the Academy of Dreamers. We had to take time here at the beginning to let you guys know this is a part of our real life.
Yeah. And just to be totally transparent with you guys, I've been through the Academy of Dreamers. Actually, right now I'm considered an alumnus.
Oh, yes, you are.
Alumnus. And I'm still waiting Dumbledore. On my piece of paper that says I'm an alumnus, but that's okay. But no, I'm an alumnus. I've been through it before. I've recorded a song at the House of Blues in Nashville.
And that song, for everyone out there, is called I Will Stand. And you can look it up on whatever music streaming device you use.
Yeah.
Spotify, iTunes.
YouTube.
Any of that. And it is I Will Stand by Kylie Jo Smith.
Yeah. So, that was the little commercial that
shameless plug.
I paid him to put that in.
Yes,
there.
And I will be collecting.
Yes,
so I'm gonna need that money. I need all mines.
So I've been able to record a song through the Academy of Dreamers, and that was an incredible gift. However, I will share with you that during that time, that season of life, my heart was in such a different place than it is now. I was a new mom. We had moved across country. Life was just crazy. We'd been through a lot as a family, and I'll just share with you, I wasn't, like, my heart wasn't fully understanding the weight of that dream.
Yeah.
And I think that reflecting on this in this season, like reflecting on how it went last time and considering what it means to have that door opened up again, I think that the questions about, okay, is this a dream worth pursuing? Mm-hmm. And should you even be dreaming this anymore? Those yeah. questions were stirred up in me. And at first I thought, well, no, I should just reject that and don't even acknowledge it. But then I started to think, well, how many other people have these dreams?
Yeah.
And they don't know the weight of it when yeah. they start dreaming. They don't understand the full scope of the mission and the heart behind it. And they just kind of run full force, like I know I have in the past. How many other people need to know how to answer those questions? Like, should yeah. you even be dreaming that? Well, you should just quit dreaming. You know, you're too old. You know, you have kids now. You know, that was back in the day. That was before fill in the blank.
That's right.
And so that's why I wanted to have this conversation.
Okay.
For our listeners.
Awesome. Well, I guess one of the things I wanted us to hit on was, let's explain the difference between a dream, and a wish.
Ooh, I know this. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Isn't that right?
Yes. That's, I mean, spoken from the Gospel of Cinderella. No, that ain't right. That ain't
what we know. That's what I learned as a kid.
Yes.
That's the gospel I grew up with.
Right. That's what they teach us. They teach us that if you want something bad enough, that's your dream.
Yeah.
But I like this saying that I've heard. A dream without a plan is just a wish. And so what
that's catchy, you can't really make a song to that.
A dream without a plan, it's just a wish. No, it doesn't have the same ring to it. I tried on the spot and I think I get a C for effort.
I think Disney rejects that one.
Well, good, unless they want to cut us a check too and I can work on something for Disney. So I like that concept though, because this idea of dreams that were sold is like this ethereal thing that's out there that we're just waiting to come true.
Yeah.
It's almost synonymous with wish.
Mm-hmm.
And that idiom that says a dream without a plan is just a wish separates that idea of wishing and dreaming and then also incorporates plans and goals.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to this and you're thinking dreams are stupid and they're only for people that are asleep, then you need to wake up yourself.
Yeah.
Because we all need to have some sort of dream, some sort of aspiration, I guess, mm-hmm. would be another way for my believers out there, some God-sized vision for your life.
Yeah.
Something that you couldn't just wake up and accomplish, and something that just doesn't come to us by happenstance or by luck.
Yeah.
And so I guess I wanted to address that. How has your image of dream been shaped, especially by this understanding of the academy and stepping into that season?
Yeah, I think, well, in this season, with this door being opened up again, to go back and record and to affect the lives of these children,
mm-hmm.
I think my understanding of the dream is that it's not stagnant and it's mm-hmm. it's not, I don't want to say it's not concrete, because it often is concrete. It needs to be. But it's not in a box.
Yeah.
It's not, okay, that's the dream, and that's the only thing that it is. And
it's static.
It's static. Thank you. See?
You're welcome. Anytime. You're
good with words.
I am, I work. I work on it sometimes.
Definitely. And so what I may have thought the dream was as a kid or even through college and all of that, it has shifted and changed throughout seasons of life. And I think for all of us, it's good to be aware that that dream that you have, that God-sized vision that you have,
mm-hmm.
needs to change with whatever you're going through. It needs to have a grander view,
yes.
than just your immediate situation.
Yeah.
So God-sized, saying we have a God-sized vision, is not just, well, this huge thing that seems unattainable. There's an element of that's true.
Yes, yes.
But it's more of, what's the perspective? Are you looking at it from the Father's heart?
That's
Are
good.
You seeing all of the things that need to go into play? And you can't see all of them.
No.
Certainly we're not the sovereign Lord himself.
That's right. As much as we may want to
be. As much as we think we are.
Yeah.
But what are you seeing that is the Father's heart through that dream?
That's right.
And if we can't, if all we see is, well, this is what I want, and this is what, who I want to be, then sometimes we have to go through some things in order that our dream would be shaped by his heart rather than our own.
Well, and one thing that, to contrast that, my understanding of dreams, the way it developed, growing up as a kid without a lot of resources, mm-hmm. dreams were not something that come easy, because a lot of times when you're dreaming, you're thinking of things that can't possibly happen. Like you said, they're outside of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you're brought back down to earth by the harsh realities mm-hmm. of, family in lives of crime and on addiction and wondering what you're going to eat and where you're going to sleep. Yeah. Sometimes dreams don't fit into that life model. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I really like about the Academy of Dreamers, is because not only are they working at helping musicians accomplish their dream of sharing the message of whatever the music is they're making, mm-hmm. but it's also making it possible for other people to dream by taking advantage of the luxuries that we have, like education mm-hmm. and food and water,
healthcare.
When you can eliminate those stressors from someone's life, especially a kid, then you give them the freedom to dream.
Yeah.
You give them that ability that not only are you creating a dream in the musician and helping to foster that, but you're freeing someone's mind up from having to stress about maintaining or surviving.
Yeah.
To now they can dream. They can dream about more.
Yeah, that's big.
And so I really like that about this project that we're working on. But I like what you said. It's what perspective are you looking at? Mm-hmm. When you're so focused on the everyday necessities, you can't get that God view of your life, because a lot of times you're just so entrenched in that moment.
Yeah.
And so engulfed in whatever you're feeling, the despair. And it doesn't even have to be physical necessity. Mm-hmm. I mean, for some, despair, discouragement,
hopelessness,
it takes your eyes away from dreams so much that you're just trying to get through the day.
Yeah.
You're just trying to survive today.
Yeah.
And so
you're not thinking about in 5 years, I would like to.
That's right.
You don't have that. I mean, that really is a luxury that we have, I think, in our nation to be able to plan even generations in advance to say, I want my grandkids to be able to. There are people, there are children all over the world who have no understanding of what that is. No understanding of family longevity.
Yeah.
No understanding of what it means, like you said, to dream, to say, you know what, one day I would like to have, or I would like to contribute this to society.
Yeah.
These kids are just thinking about, gosh, I really hope that I get to eat today. Mm-hmm. I really don't know if my family's going to have enough money to keep our house. Like, those are stressors that should not be on children.
Yeah.
And we have that in our own country, but for the most part, we who don't experience that understand, like, well, my dream is about me.
Yeah.
My dream. Well, how am I going to fill in the blank?
That's right.
And so you're right. It totally does take this out of the realm of just one dream.
Mm-hmm.
It extends it out. And good dreams do that. I think about, like, even going to the common understanding of a dream, something we have when we're sleeping.
Yeah.
When you have a good dream and you wake up, it carries out into that day.
Oh, that's
good. You wake up and you're like, I had a good dream. In my dream, you know, that person asked me out, or in my dream, I won that, or in my dream, I accomplished this. And that then affects the way you wake up. It affects, and not to give power to the dream,
no,
but the Lord does speak to us through those as well.
Sometimes,
when God gives you a vision in your dreams when you're sleeping, I mean, it affects things. It should be the same way with our dreams that we have, our hopes, our aspirations in life. It should extend grace out to others.
That's right.
We've heard, I know that if you're listening to this, you're probably someone who's heard from others criticism about dreaming.
This thought of you should quit dreaming, that you should, you know, give it up.
Yeah.
That you need to focus on.
You're too old.
You're too old. You're too short. You're too fat. Maybe that's just stuff I heard. But
your hair's too long.
Your hair's too short. Your mustache ain't curled right. Yeah. But That is
baloney.
That is malarkey.
Those are technical kind, terms.
Sirs and ma'ams.
Yes. Someone that I think shows us that today, because we can look at people throughout history and we can highlight these people who, oh, they were told no, but they did it anyway. And
yeah.
We generally know those stories of people. But someone today that I think is worth mentioning mm-hmm. is a comedian
okay.
named Kev On Stage.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
he,
yeah.
He's had some following. He's getting big. He's doing some great things. He actually has a podcast. You could listen to it. But Kev On Stage is someone who started, I mean, I guess you could say he started his dream, pursuing his dream, older, with kids and a wife, and moved his family to, was it California?
Yeah,
moved to LA. To where we are right now. And I know that he heard that criticism.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
Really? Are you going to do that? Like, don't you think you're a little too old? You know, being a comedian nowadays, it's not the same as it was back then. And all these challenges were stacked up against him.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, through that, like, he's been able to pursue his dream.
Yeah.
And though it has taken time and it has caused him to sacrifice, no doubt those things have shaped his character
yeah.
in a way that maybe it wouldn't have been shaped if he would have stopped. If he would have said, okay, you know what? You're right. I'll just keep my day job. And I guess I'll just give it up because I'm too old and I'm too this and I'm not this enough.
If he would have just left it as a wish
yeah.
and not started putting those plans in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. And honestly, listening to different podcasts and Kev On Stage is one of them, inspired us to start ours.
Yeah.
To know that even if one person's listening, so whoever you are out there listening, thank you to that one person.
Yes.
You rock star, just so you know. We do this not for the personal affirmation from other people, but we do it because this is part of that plan
yeah.
for the dream. This is something that we feel God has given us an ability to affect mm-hmm. and influence and to educate, empower, and entertain.
Yeah.
And so the image of someone starting their dream later in life, that shouldn't dissuade anyone. If you're past what people call your prime, which it depends on what you're doing, you know,
yeah.
past your prime and like ballet is like 13, right? Like if you haven't started by the time you're 13, right? Then you're past your prime in football. Like if you're in your late 20s, you're already past your prime.
Yeah.
And so if you're past that status, I always talk like this. if you're past that state of being in what people consider your prime, don't fall for that lie.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to give up on your dream, to quit dreaming.
Yeah.
Dreams are good.
Yeah. And it's not quit dreaming that those are not the voices you should listen to. It's those who challenge you and encourage you to shift it.
Or to refine your dream.
Yeah.
Refine, or to define your dream.
Yeah. Because that's different than saying don't dream at all.
Yeah.
The people that are telling you, okay, you need to give up on that and you need to just keep doing that thing, that other thing. That's not the encouragement you need.
That's right.
That's not even encouragement.
No, that's discouragement.
Yeah, you need to find those people who will help you to refine it and define it and refocus.
Yeah.
Refocus your perspective. I love Proverbs 3:5-6.
That's right. That's good.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight.
That's right.
That is a scripture that has carried us through so many seasons, continues to carry us through so
many
seasons.
We actually have that painted on a, what is that called?
It's like discarded wood.
Yeah.
A pallet wood
In our bedroom, because it's something that we want to be reminded of daily.
Yeah. And with our dreams, it's no different. Another proverb also says that he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
Now, I used to think that meant, and I'm sure we've all been there, we're thinking that it means he's going to give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Because our heart is equated with our deepest desires and hopes and wishes. But that's not the way I've understood that scripture through studying it and through the experiences that God has given me. I understand that to mean that there are times where God actually tells you what the desires of your heart are.
Yes, and then fulfills those.
And then fulfills those for you. So it's not just, he's not just the genie you go to and you rub the lamp and then he, hey, I'm going to give you what you want. He is the loving father who helps you to understand what it is you really want.
That's right.
And then he says, hey, and guess what? I've got it for you already. Amen. I already have it. It's ready. I just needed you to see. I just wanted you to see truly what it is you desire.
That's right.
And so, so yeah, those voices that you have in your life who are
haters. That's what I'm going to say. The voices that are
haters. We just have a lot of technical terms with this episode.
That's right. And so you should write them down.
Malarkey, baloney,
haters. There's this poet, really just a voice of a nation.
Really?
Okay. Who said, haters gonna hate, hate, hate.
Oh, yeah.
Hate, hate.
Yes.
Socrates, was that Socrates?
I think it was.
No, that's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. But the truth is, you're gonna have people in your life that are gonna be telling you to stop dreaming because they've given up on their dream. And so a lot of times, if they didn't get what they thought they should have, or maybe they had a shot and they didn't take it, they didn't take the steps needed, they didn't prepare and plan to pursue their dream, or maybe their dream was just whack and it wasn't a dream, it was selfish ambition, and maybe what they wanted was something to glorify them and not to make an impact, and not to, they didn't have the right why. Yeah. So their dream wasn't refined. Their dream didn't have the depth.
Yeah.
Who knows the reason? But they're going to be giving you negativity.
Yeah.
And they're going to be telling you to quit dreaming because it doesn't make sense, because it makes people uncomfortable, because they don't understand it. And if everyone understood your journey, then they would be on it with you.
Amen.
But the journey that God has called you to, the journey that you're walking, nobody else needs to understand it.
Yeah.
Honestly, especially if you know where you're going, they don't need to understand it. They, if they can't support and they can't encourage, then they can wait and watch you rise.
Yeah.
And so, don't allow those voices, those people that say you can't do it, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Don't allow them to dissuade you from your dream.
Yeah. I just thought of a lyric that when you were quoting the great poet, I thought of a lyric of a song I was just listening to last week.
Uh-huh.
It says, I'll be judged and criticized only by those who are afraid to try.
Oh, that's good.
That is Kirk Franklin from his album Long Live Love.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's a good song.
But it's true. Not only are there those who don't understand your dream, or maybe they're looking at it with a critical heart, but sometimes it's from a place of fear.
Yeah.
Fear drives a lot of our responses or reactions to things. And so those who are afraid to try what you're doing, those who are afraid to take the plunge, whatever it is, I mean, those who don't know how to do foster care, those who don't know how to start their own business, those who don't know how to record an album or write a song, those may be the people in your life who are going to say, you really shouldn't do that, because it's the fear in their own heart that stops them from doing it. And maybe by you defying their quote-unquote advice,
or their expectations,
or their expectation to quit dreaming, maybe you are going to actually inspire them, or at the very least be able to testify to them that, hey, this was my dream and this was what I was called to do, and I pursued it, and I just want you to know I'm going to do it.
Yeah, your dream could actually jumpstart another dream.
Yeah.
You could be like jumper cables for someone else's dream. Like, you know, you ever had a dead battery?
I guess I have plenty of times.
Okay. So you, if those of you out there listening, if you've never had a dead battery, this is what happens. So for all my millionaires or people who have never had a car, either side of the spectrum, this is what happens. Your battery dies because you do something silly, like maybe leave the lights on, maybe leave the door open.
Hey.
Maybe you just got a bad battery. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what you need is someone who has a full battery to pull up in front of you, to come alongside you, to connect to that battery, and then the energy from the full battery is transferred to the dead battery.
Come
and
on.
Then it kicks it over enough, just enough to start that car.
All right.
And then the car, as it runs, recharges that battery. And so you, as the dreamer, someone who is passionate about their dream, as you pursue your dream, those who you are connected with, who may have let their dreams die, who may have done something silly like got burnt out, or have not applied themselves, you could be restarting. You could be jumpstarting someone's dream by pursuing your dream. Even the ones that say you can't do it.
Yeah.
Even those naysayers in your life that tell you to quit dreaming.
Yeah.
By you doing what God has called you to do, by you working the plan, pursuing your dream with excellence and with diligence and with sacrifice and seeking to not just gain selfishly, but to impact the world. Mm-hmm. Others are watching you and they're going to see, hey, that's really cool. If they can do it, then I'm sure I could do something like that. Or if they could do this startup business, then maybe I can go back to college or go back to finish my high school education or whatever the dream is that they had.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier was recklessness. So like a lot of times people will know us dreamers as reckless. Like you're just being reckless with your time, or you're not caring about this.
Yeah, it's not being responsible.
Yeah, and one thing we have to say is that dreaming is not reckless. We actually looked up the definition of reckless.
Kylie Jo's a words guy.
I need to know what the word means before I'm just like using it all the time. So reckless is doing something without any thought of the outcome.
Gotcha.
So like when we see people like reckless driving.
Yeah.
It's someone who's driving without thinking about how it's going to affect others around them. Or the outcome of their choices. Dreaming is not reckless. Like by definition, true dreaming, good dreaming is not reckless, because a good dream looks forward to the future and does things with that in mind.
Amen. That's good.
A good dreamer says, you know, I want, there's the how and the when. I want to build a company that does this by, you know, 2025.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you going to do that?
And when are you going to start?
When are you going to start that? And that is not reckless. Reckless is, you know what? I am just going to move and do this thing. I don't have any resources or anything that ties me to this, but I'm just going to do it impulsively.
Without thinking about the why.
Yeah. And two different people can do the same things.
Yeah.
The same behaviors, same actions. And one can be reckless and the other one can be dreaming and pursuing something, because it's not about the action itself. It's about the heart behind it.
So if we had to give you just some basic practical advice for this episode, what would you say we're doing? What is it?
I would say don't quit dreaming. Jumpstart your dream.
That's good.
Because you said jumpstart earlier, so I thought.
Look at you. You're listening.
Don't kickstart your dream. Jumpstart your dream. Don't ask people just to fund something.
If you're not passionate about it.
If you're not passionate about it.
If you're not willing to put in the work yourself.
Yes.
That's good.
Jumpstart your dream.
That's good stuff. So no matter where you are, no matter what state your dream is in, foster, nurture, never stop dreaming. Keep dreaming. Yeah. Keep wanting more. Keep desiring more. Yeah.
Dream outside yourself.
Yes. Dream outside the box.
Dream with the intention of affecting people for the good.
That's right. Changing the world, starting where you are.
Yeah.
That sounds corny, but it's very true.
It does sound corny. It always sounds corny, but like when you really think about it, that's the responsibility we have.
That's right.
Is to affect the world around us. And so the dream you have should have weight to it. It should feel like this is important. This is valuable. Like when you hold a gemstone, when you hold something that is heavy and beautiful, you recognize it.
That's
you
right.
You acknowledge it. And there's something that changes the way you carry that.
Amen. That's good. Well, we hope that this episode has encouraged you,
entertained you,
and empowered and educated you.
Yes.
But has called you to dream more.
Yeah.
And to not stop dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have any questions or anything you've heard that kind of sparked something in you, please reach out to us on social media. We love to hear from you. We love to engage. And we just love you.
That's right. And if you've listened well, if you've listened through all of this 30 minutes or so that we're at, first off, thank you for overlooking our voices as we're trying not to wake up children in our hotel room. But
or
also
neighbors.
Or neighbors. Go check out Kylie Jo's single, I Will Stand.
Yes.
Also, be on the lookout for the next thing that's coming up with Academy of Dreamers. And stay tuned. We love to share our real life with you. This has been the Nick Smith Podcast. We hope that you've gotten a dose of real life.
No myth. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Nick Smith Podcast. We are so glad that you joined us, and we hope that you'll consider subscribing so that you can tune in each week. Don't forget to rate and share this podcast. And if you haven't already, follow us on social media. If you want to be a part of our family's mission to entertain, educate, and empower others, please consider becoming one of our Patreon supporters. Exclusive Nick Smith merchandise is available to you through our online store at www.nicksmithpodcast.com.